Vectis Radio on DAB.
Welcome to Maggie Talks To, a series of in-depth conversations with people who live and work here on the Isle of Wight. So I'm here today with Sean Rayner, a.k.a. Fat Sean. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. And you're not fat at all?
Not as fat as I used to be.
So can I ask you, did you go to school here on the island?
Or? I did, yeah.
Were you born here?
No.
Oh, where were you born?
I was born in Aldershot.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in the army camp?
Yeah. Well, not in the army camp, but my dad was in the army. Yeah,
all right.
So he was a para. So.
Yeah. And when did you come over here?
When I was about four, I think.
Right. You don't remember it really?
Not really.
No. So where did you go to school?
I went to Denmark Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Solent Middle.
Yeah.
And then I went to Cowes High.
Right. And did you like school?
No.
A lot of people say that.
No.
What didn't you like about it?
Just didn't like school. I liked the sports side of it, whatever, but no, I wasn't that fussed with school. But I loved college.
Right. So after school you went to college?
Yes.
And what did you do at college?
Hospitality.
Right.
Catering.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's what I always wanted to do, always wanted to be a chef, so...
When did you decide you wanted to be a chef?
I would think about 10 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Why at 10?
Because my nan used to make this amazing minced beef and onion pie.
Right.
And the pastry was just to die for.
Right.
And I thought, I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I want to learn how to do that. Because something
she not
that
teach
tastes. She did.
Yeah.
And I still use her recipe in my pies that I make for Fat Sean's. So, yeah, that was my first. Inkling of wanting to be a chef, I think.
Oh, right. Well, it's interesting because your pies are delicious.
Thank you very much.
Especially the ones you make for me with no eggs.
No egg, yeah.
So when you were at college, how long were you at college?
I was at college for 2 years.
And you learnt?
A lot. Yeah, you learnt about the kitchen, butchery, fishmongery. It was a really good, broad set of things we learned.
Yeah.
We also did our front of house as well, so we did waiting on. We did alcoholic beverages, so we learned how to serve cocktails.
Yeah.
But I was always more geared to the kitchen side of things than the front of house side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good. And we had some great lecturers as well, so really, really good.
Anyone in particular
that
you remember?
Yeah, Stu Dyer. He's pretty much a mentor of mine, so... yeah, I love working with him. And I went on to work with him as well as him being my tutor. Gary Patterson was another big part of college, and Malcolm Smith. They were the guys, really, I would think.
So which bit did you enjoy the most?
I love making sauces and I love working with fish. Don't get to do that much owning a hog roast company now.
No.
But no, I love cooking fish. It's one of my favourites. So.
Any particular fish?
I love monkfish and quite a lot of the flatfish. So sort of your turbot and halibut and things like that.
Halibut's quite a big fish, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
And you get sort of four fillets out of it?
You get four fillets out of a flatfish, yeah. That's right.
Is it two on the top?
Two on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then the round fish, you get two fillets.
Right.
So...
And did you learn to use all the bones and everything?
Yeah, everything to make stock. So it was a really good grounding we had at college. They were quite thorough. And that stood me in good stead for when I left college and went up to London. So
this was the Isle of Wight College?
Yeah, Isle of Wight College.
Oh, right. And after that you went up to London?
Yeah, at 18.
To do what?
To cook. I got a job in the Basil Street Hotel as a commis chef. There was about 17 chefs in the kitchen, in the main kitchen. Then we had five restaurants in that hotel.
Wow.
And you started right at the bottom, so you started prepping veg and just whatever. I got the job on the strength of my interview when I went up there. And, yeah, I did probably a couple of years at the Basil and learned an awful lot. Met a guy called Pip Webb, who was a fantastic chef, and I learned a lot from him. It was great. I mean, living in to the Basil Street Hotel was in Knightsbridge, right next to Harrods.
Right.
It's now called the Brompton, the Brompton Apartments.
Oh, right.
So it's all been changed. But it was very much an 18th century, it was like stepping back in time, and it was very, very popular with the Americans because it had so much history.
Yeah.
And whatever. So, yeah, it was good. Very, very good.
So you learnt to chop all sorts of vegetables?
I learnt a lot there, not just vegetables, because you got moved. So you do 6 weeks on a section and then you get moved to another section and you kept getting moved around.
Right.
Yeah, and sort of it was an eye-opener going to London at 18 years old, so
I bet.
Was really good, yeah.
A bit scary, was it?
Exciting, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it just opened up so many opportunities.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? So which section did you like the most?
Sauce.
Sauces.
Yeah, so when you were doing the sauces and the prep for the sous chef who was cooking all the meat, so you did all his accompaniments and garnishes.
Right.
So that was good. Hard, but good.
So did you make a big bucket full or was it individual little sauces?
For the restaurant, it was lots of little individual things, little individual sauces. But then for the main, we had lots of different restaurants, and for them you would make much bigger quantities of things.
Right.
And then it would be sent out to all the different restaurants that we had. So, and we had executive dining rooms there as well, so we did quite big functions as well, which was quite nice.
Did you enjoy those?
Yes, yeah. That's part of what I do now, is to the function side of things.
Yeah.
So it's nothing
to have 500 plates of food?
No, that's right. I mean, I think the most we've done with Fat Shaun's is, I think, 400 and something, I think, as a sit-down or a meal. We normally average between 100 and, I think we did 200 last year, a full-on four-course meal.
Yeah.
In a field, built the kitchen and everything. So that was good.
Yes, you have this huge field kitchen, don't you?
We do, yeah. We can set up quite a big field kitchen. But no, the Basil was really nice. I said it was nice to live in Knightsbridge as well. I could tell people that you lived in Knightsbridge.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a broom cupboard I lived in. It was very nice.
I lived in Knightsbridge, actually, yes.
Yeah.
And what happened after the Basil
Street? So the Basil, I went then, I followed Pip, the chef I was talking about. I went to work at the Waverley House Hotel in Russell Square.
Right.
He went and became head chef there, and I followed him about 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a job with him there, and that was great. That's where I met Catherine.
Right.
My wife. She was in the kitchen working as well.
Mm-hmm.
As a chef. And, we met there, and... Yeah, we've been together 38 years. Just a few.
Yeah. And what were you doing there? Were you doing sauces again?
Everything there. I was junior sous chef, so I run the kitchen. When the main sous chef or the head chef wasn't there, I would run the kitchen.
Were there as many chefs in that kitchen?
There was about 9 in that kitchen.
Right.
Two restaurants, very, very busy brasserie. That was out on Russell Square Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, it's lovely. I think it's still there, actually, that one, but I don't think it's called the Waverley House anymore.
It's amazing how they change, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And then after that, I decided to move on. I went to work for Rowley Lee, who's quite a famous chef. He used to have a column in the Times.
Right.
And he had the Kensington Place restaurant.
Right.
In Kensington Church Street. And we used to get quite a lot of celebrities, Jeffrey Palmer, Lady Di, Pamela Stevenson. They all liked to eat there.
All right.
So that was quite nice.
Yeah.
And that was, I was quite pleased to get that job because every other chef there was Roux Brothers trained.
Right.
And I wasn't. But he was quite happy to take me on. And again, I learnt a lot there in the year mm-hmm. I was there.
Good. And were you as good as the Roux Brother trained chefs?
I don't know. I think I could hold my own.
Of course you could, yes. But you learnt a lot again.
Yeah, I did learn a lot again. It was another level and more to learn, which was really nice.
There's always
Because you never
to
stop
learn.
Learning.
No, never.
No.
So you're working on a par with the Roux Brothers trained chefs.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then we decided to move back to the Isle of Wight.
Right.
Me and Catherine. Well, little story. We actually flicked a coin. And one side was Dublin and one side was the Isle of Wight.
Right.
And it landed on the Isle of Wight, so we moved down to the island.
Okay. Because Catherine's Irish, isn't she?
She is.
Yes.
So, we moved down in the back of a transit van. My uncle drove us down. Everything we owned was in a transit van and we landed at my mum's. And then we got a little flat and that's when we had Kaylee, our daughter. So, yeah. And then I got a job then working as head chef at the Red Duster restaurant in Cowes.
Right.
When it reopened, new people took it on. We redesigned the kitchen and I did that for a year.
And where's the Red Duster?
It's in Cowes High Street.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sort of just along from the Red Funnel Terminal.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was good. We did a year there. That was really nice. And then I sort of drifted, not drifted, but I had a few jobs over a shorter period of time then. I worked at the New Inn when Chris Vanson had it. It was really famous for its seafood then.
Yes.
And then I went to Swainston Manor.
Yeah.
And then I started teaching. I did an hour a week teaching, shadow teaching, because I wanted to be a teacher.
Right.
And
so where did you do the teaching?
At the college.
All right.
For Stu Dyer. So, and I had really long hair then. And Stu Dyer said, if you want to be serious about teaching, get your hair cut, come and see me. And then it progressed to 2 hours. And then a lecturer went sick. So they gave me his hours while he was sick. And that's how I got into teaching.
Right.
And then I went on to do my teaching degree. And I was at the college for about 11 years.
Where did you do your teaching degree? Still at the college?
At the college, yeah. So I did it in with Le Sainte Union, which is in Southampton.
Right.
And we had to do some residentials, but a lot of it was done at the Isle of Wight College.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's so that good, was good. Yeah, yeah, very good.
And you enjoyed that?
I did. I enjoyed teaching, yeah. I taught for about 11 years and then decided it was time to go back into the trade.
Okay. We'll take a little break there and have some adverts and we'll be back in a minute.
Vectis Radio on DAB.
We're back now after the adverts with Sean. After the college, where did you go then?
After the college, I went to work for a company called Coastal Inns and Taverns.
Oh, right.
Which is owned by Chris True.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up the Mayflower in Lymington.
Right.
Between us. I did the back of house and Chris set up the front of house.
Right.
And we built a very successful pub restaurant there. And then as Chris took on other pubs, I went in and set them up kitchen-wise. So we set up the lifeboat. We set up in East Cowes. I helped out with the anchor, with some menu training and things like that.
Yeah.
I then went to the Grapes in Southampton.
Right.
And I just went round setting up different pubs for Chris.
Yeah.
And then looking after them once I'd set them up. So catering manager. Yeah. In effect, which was quite nice.
So were you doing any catering yourself?
I was cooking, yeah. So yeah. I'd cook a day in each and I'd go and spec menus, write all the menus and things like that, which was really nice. And then in 2009, Chris said, why don't you buy the wheat sheaf off me?
Right.
And I said, no, thank you very much. I'm not interested. And he said, well, I think you should. We went on holiday. We went over to Ireland. And we came back and we bought the wheat sheaf.
Right. In Yarmouth.
In Yarmouth.
Yep.
And we had, well, Carr was already managing it for Chris anyway. And we had 12 really good years. We really enjoyed the wheat sheaf.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time. And in that time, we also took on the King's Head for 3 years as well.
Right,
in
yes.
Yarmouth.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. And we did all our theme nights there. Obviously, you came to one of our Titanic nights.
Yeah.
And we did lots of different theme nights. Built the pub around family dining, which I think is nice. I think I love to see children out eating, as long as they're well behaved, obviously.
Yes.
but yeah, no, I think families eating out is lovely.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that some pubs are missing at the minute.
Yeah.
But it's down to them.
Absolutely. So have you noticed going from pub to pub to pub to pub how the menus have changed over the years or have they stayed more or less the same?
No, I mean, certain things are in vogue, aren't they? So, you know, I mean, back in the 80s, it was prawn cocktail and whatever was on every menu. Now you'll be quite lucky to find a prawn cocktail on a menu. So yeah. Things do go through stages. big thing is burger. I mean, burgers are massive. I mean, as you know, with Fat Sean's, it's a big part of our business as well. But yeah, burgers are massive, and variations on burgers as well.
Yeah.
Like, so I know we ate a little while ago at the Checkers. Am I allowed to say a pub's name?
Yeah, absolutely.
We ate at the Checkers and they did a fantastic fish burger.
Yeah.
And it was really good, really refreshing to see something different, which was really, really nice. Yeah, so it's sort of menu. They do change the menus, and things are in vogue, out of vogue. You know, when I started cooking, everything was cream and butter. A lot of it's olive oil and flavoured oils now because they're more healthy for you and things like that.
Yeah.
So people have become a lot more health conscious.
Yeah.
And as chefs, we've had to adapt to that. And also there's a lot more allergies that we have to be aware of now, which from when I started cooking. And, you know, so when I get a wedding sheet through, I will get an allergy sheet alongside, and I will have to work out what I need to do to make sure it's safe for those people.
Yeah. Because it can be devastating, can't it?
It can be, yeah. Some people are very allergic to things.
Yeah. They're not allergic to you, though.
No. Well, some people are, aren't they?
So you enjoyed working at the Wheatsheaf. Did you actually live in it?
Or? We lived in the Wheatsheaf for 8 years. We lived upstairs, and then we moved back into our house in Freshwater. It was fun living in the pub. But it is 24/7, the pub.
Yes.
You do not get away from it. It's constant.
You've got deliveries early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And you're constant there, all the maintenance and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, we did our time there, and we really enjoyed it, but we're really enjoying doing what we do now.
Yeah.
So we just do the event catering now, Fat Sean's, which we ran alongside the pub anyway.
Yes. But you're working fewer hours, perhaps?
I think it's more concentrated in the summer.
Yes.
But then we have more time off in the winter.
Yes.
And because we're our own bosses, we can decide
absolutely
what we want to do.
And you've got children and grandchildren?
I've got two daughters, Kaylee and Shannon. And then we've got four grandchildren. We've got Josie, who's nearly 11. We've got Zach, who's 5. We've got Stoic, who's 6, and Salem, who's 3.
There you go. And are they all fun?
They are great fun.
Do they like your cooking?
They love my cooking. And they have hog roast for supper tonight. They're all coming round for supper later.
Oh, right. So you don't get a day off yourself.
But I do like the kids coming round. So.
So where do you do your burgers and stuff? Around the island?
Yeah, well, we do sort of, we've got a residency at the gate in Freshwater Bay.
Yeah.
So we're down there on every Wednesday where the kids are off school, and we're down there from this Wednesday.
Right.
We do bank holidays there as well.
Right.
And we do pop-up restaurants there as well.
Yeah.
So, which is quite nice. And then we're at things like Wolverton Flower Show, doing our hog roast. We'll be at the lifeboat open day. But then most of our work is private work.
Yeah.
So this weekend we did private garden party for a retirement do, which really nice in East Cowes. That was lovely. The weekend before we did two really nice events, garden parties, which ran a wedding. So that was really nice.
So you cook different stuff for
Yeah, it depends. I sit down with the client and go through what they want.
Yeah.
And then it can be anything. I mean, we've done lobster thermidor for 200 in a field.
As you would.
And then we can do burgers, hog roast. The hog roast is a big part of our business. People like hog roast.
I suppose it's prepping is vital, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got our unit at Shelfleet purpose kitted out.
Yeah.
So we do all our prep there, and then it's transported in our vans to whichever job we're doing.
So how long does prep take for a thermidor?
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, it would be cooking the lobsters, prepping the lobster, so it'd be quite long-winded. That would take quite a while. But then jobs like, you know, I mean, I've got a busy end of the month coming up. I've probably got to make 500 portions of potato salad, 500 portions of coleslaw. So that's all cut by hand as well. So it does take time.
I bet it does, yeah.
But it's good to what we do. We're known for what we do.
Yeah.
We do everything homemade. So, yeah, good.
And Catherine's enjoying it?
Yeah, she's good. I mean, I don't think she enjoys doing the washing up, but
no.
We have got a big machine that helps her out.
You haven't brought her a pair of marigolds?
She has got a lovely pair of marigolds.
So do you employ extra people when you're out and about?
What we do is we have family come and help us out when we need them, so some waitressing and things like that. But mostly it's me and Kat, which is really good. And we work together very well.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And you compare wines with foods?
We can do, yeah. We've done that. Obviously, we've done our Titanic tasting menus over the years.
Yep.
We did a private function for you, didn't we?
You did.
For your anniversary. And we compare wines and that as well, because we've both got good knowledge of wines from the pub and things.
Yes.
So that's good. That bodes well.
So you don't employ someone to do the washing up then to help Catherine?
No, not really.
Oh, poor Catherine. What have we got coming up for this summer, specifically for outdoor catering for people?
So we've got coming up, we've got a fajita party.
All right.
For a 21st birthday. So I've got 120 sizzling fajitas to do. So we do that on big griddles in front of the client.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice, lovely and colourful, lovely smells.
Yeah.
And then we serve them. So that's quite a nice one to do, a little bit different. We've got a nice sit-down wedding at East Afton we're doing soon. I've got a big wedding in Freshwater Bay, and they're having sharing platters.
Right.
So they're having a selection of meats, roasted vegetables,
yes.
Mediterranean cheeses and things like that, which is really nice.
Yes.
We've got, obviously, plenty of hog roast functions coming up.
You do like your hog roast, don't
we
you?
We do. We do a lot of hog, yeah, a lot of pig. We get all our gear from Island Foods, who are really good. Their meat's excellent.
Yes, it is.
So we're really, really happy. They make all our burgers for us, and that's good. What else have we got? Well, we've got Wolverton coming up. We do a lot of pigs at that. That's quite a busy one for us, Wolverton. We do, what else? We've got the open day lifeboats, really busy.
Yeah.
Down in Freshwater Bay. We've just done the sea shanties. We did burgers at the sea shanties, which is really good, in Yarmouth. So it's sort of, that's the thing. We also do a beautiful butterfly leg of lamb.
Right.
Which we serve in pitta with Greek dip.
Yeah.
And that's been very popular this year as well.
But lamb's quite expensive now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Everything's gone up, really.
It has.
Nothing's stayed the same.
No. We're going to take another break there for some adverts. We'll be back in a minute.
Vectis Radio on DAB.
And then came lockdown. Do you remember?
I do remember.
And you were still at the Wheat Chief?
So, yeah, it was quite surreal, really. Boris was doing his eat out but don't eat out.
Right.
Stay in but don't stay in.
Yeah.
So the pub was sort of, it was quite odd really. It's really strange. And then on the Friday, we had the police turn up at 11 o'clock and they said, or just before 11, said doors will be shut at 11 and that's it. And it was quite surreal. We had a few locals in and they went off at 11. And then we just stood there and normally I would be doing my prep list for the next day. And it was right. It was a case of what's not going to last. What can't we freeze down? And yeah, it was really weird. And then we sort of went home and we thought, right, what are we going to do
now? What? Yes.
Yeah. So it was. I mean, we did have a very nice 2 weeks. The weather was lovely, and of course, you were only allowed out for your walk
for an hour or so.
But we saw more of Freshwater and Totland. We found places we didn't even know existed. it was wonderful because you wanted to make the most of your walk.
Yeah.
And then sort of after a couple of weeks, we thought, we've got no money coming in. We really need to do something. So we decided to open for takeaway.
Right.
And so we set up a safe environment at the front of the pub, using one of the windows, and because we obviously had the full kitchen there, and between us we did some takeaway, which was a lifesaver, really.
You couldn't have the full menu though, could
no,
you?
No, we just did sort of pretty much along the lines of the Fat Shawn's takeaway. So we did a curry,
yeah,
we did a lot of burgers, we did hog roast on Sunday with roast potatoes and things like that. So we did that. And then the pubs were allowed to reopen. I think it was in the July. They were allowed to reopen, and we reopened for 2 weeks. And then we decided to call it a day.
Right.
Yeah, but with all the all the rules, like the 2 meter ruling, we lost half our covers, and we had to become a restaurant, not a pub, because we had to take orders at the table.
And you had to put barriers.
Yeah, so we had to have more staff, and it just didn't add up.
No.
So in the end, we decided to call it a day, and that's when we moved back up to Shelfleet, and we started doing our takeaway from Shelfleet. And then slowly events, we were allowed to do weddings for 30. And it was quite weird because people would book Apple Durkham House and there'd be 30 people there. So you've got this huge venue and just 30 people, and they were so lost. And yeah. Like we wouldn't normally, we normally cater for 50 or more.
Yes.
So sort of a wedding for 30 was really quite odd, and there was not allowed to be any dancing. They had to remain seated, and it was really strange.
So did you sell the pub? Or?
We didn't sell the pub, no. We just handed it back to the brewery. We were coming to the end of our lease anyway.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, and we weren't going to renew it. We just finished about 9 months early.
Right.
So.
Did they understand, or did they kick up a fuss?
I think no comment's probably the best thing
fair
on
enough.
That one. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to incriminate anyone.
No, that's fair enough. So how is the takeaway business doing?
So we just do it January to March now, because the events, it's so busy up there with events, and it's quite a small kitchen. So if we're prepping for events, we don't really have the space or the equipment to do
nice
takeaway
to
as well.
It's nice to be so successful with events, isn't it?
It's lovely, yeah. I mean, it's what we really enjoy doing events, so... And every event's different, which is really nice.
Absolutely.
So we could be in Cowes, East Cowes, Bembridge, wherever. It's really nice. And we've got to cook it. I mean, we've done buffets for the WI on the battlements of Yarmouth Castle.
Right.
We've winched a pig machine down onto the deck of a barge. And we did a hog roast on a barge. We've done some really unusual ones. So, yeah, really good. You get venues that are your favourites that you really like doing, so,
right?
Which are nice.
So if you've got people leaving school or going to college, or they're adults and they're doing a job they don't really like, what would you advise them to do?
If you want to go into catering, you've got to really love it. I mean, I was very lucky. I had a very understanding wife that was okay and able to cope with the hours that I worked. But it is a difficult trade, because you are away from home a lot, you know. Unless you get one of the nice jobs where you can cook Monday to Friday,
yes,
8 till 4 or whatever, which would be nice. But it doesn't work like that. You're always working when other people are off. You know, your weekends, Tuesday and Wednesday. When everybody else is working. So, I mean, but you adapt to that. I mean, we don't mind at all. It is, you've got to want to love it and be really committed, because otherwise if you don't enjoy it, it's a very hard trade.
So what should you do if you don't enjoy it?
Shouldn't do it.
No?
No.
Move on to something
else. Like any job, really. If you don't enjoy it, if you turn up for work and you think, oh my God, it's time to give it up and do something else, because, you know, I've been cooking 45 years now, I think. I started when I was 14.
I think the meat's done by now, don't you?
So I reckon it is, yeah. So, you know, I'm at a point where I still enjoy the functions. I'm looking forward to cooking at the gate on Wednesday. I think they're showing the World Cup down there as well, so we'll have people down there having our burgers while the World Cup's on and that. So it's great.
So you can pick and choose your hours, really, can't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're virtually always busy at the weekends through the summer, because that's just when everybody wants to get married and whatever. So, and there's only a certain amount of Saturdays through the summer. So, yeah. I mean, we're getting nicely booked up for next year, which is nice.
Blimey, already?
Yeah, and I've got people chasing me for 28 as well.
Really?
So, yeah.
That can't be bad, can
it? No, it's good. No, it's a lovely position to be in, to be honest.
So it's your reputation precedes you?
I hope so. We try and do everything right.
Yeah.
It's, we just try and do give the customer the best that we can for what they've
I think
ordered.
You achieve that.
Thank you.
Because your food is delicious. And you do special things for special people.
Yeah, we do some private dining as well. So we will go out and cook at people's houses. We've added that to our inventory, which is quite nice. We also we do meals for people as well. So there's a couple in Calbourne, Janet and Ken, and we cook for them quite regularly, which is quite nice. So we drop it off for them.
You've seen the pictures of those.
Yeah, they love.
This is for Janet this week.
Yeah, Janet and Ken, bless them. I think Janet's 89 and Ken's 91. I think.
Oh.
And yeah, they have the best appetites. So in the winter we cook for them most weekends.
Yeah.
In the summer we just only when we can. Like this week I dropped off salads and hog roast for them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they're nice to look after as well.
Oh, yes. It's nice. So what's your favourite food to eat?
Indian.
Really?
I love Indian food. Yeah. My favourite. And I cook a lot of Indian food as well.
Yeah.
So we eat Indian quite regularly at home.
So is it curries or other stuff?
Curries and the marinated meats as well. So we make our own marinades and lovely tandooris and things like that. But I love making curry. It's really good.
So how do you begin making a curry?
We make curry base, so onions, garlic and ginger, fry them off, add some water, stew them down, tomatoes, turmeric, paprika, garam masala. And then
What is garam masala?
It's a mixture of herbs.
All right.
Our spices. And then what we do is we blitz it, and that's your curry base.
Right.
And from that base you can make hundreds of different curries.
All
from that base by adding different spices and different ingredients.
Right.
So we always in our freezer have little tubs of curry base.
Right.
I'll make a big batch up maybe once every couple of months.
Yeah.
And freeze it down. And then within sort of 10 minutes I can make any kind of curry, really.
And do people like the curries?
Yeah, we've got quite a following for our curries.
Hot ones or cold?
I like hot curry, spicy curry. Kaz more medium. But we make lovely kormas as well and things. So that's probably one of our most popular curries we make on takeaway is the korma.
Right.
I tend to like the hotter curries. And lamb curry. I adore lamb curry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Really nice.
So do you like a nice roast lamb?
Yeah, love roast lamb, yeah. Yeah. I like all foods, really. There's not much I don't like, really. Yeah, which I love Thai food as well. I love pizza, but it's got to be nice pizza.
Yes,
you know. I'm quite easy to please food wise.
I think you are. Yeah. So what's next for Sean and Fat Sean's?
Fat Sean's. Wow.
What's next in the future?
I think we're just going to carry on. We're really enjoying doing what we do.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to carry on. Yeah, I mean, retirement's a long way away yet. So,
yeah. You're too young to retire.
Exactly. And I don't really want to. I really enjoy what we're doing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't think we're going to change...
That shows in your cooking, though, doesn't it, that you enjoy?
But I don't think we're going to change too much because we enjoy what we're doing. It works. You know, we get our holiday and we get to see the grandkids. So we don't really want to change any of that. So it works really well.
So where's your next holiday?
It's in the offing at the minute. It's either going to be Malaga or Corfu.
All right.
We can't decide because we love both of them.
Right.
So when we always go away in October after the season.
Yeah.
And we go for 2 weeks. We have a week of doing absolutely nothing to recover.
Yes.
And then we have a week of exploring, which is nice. So.
Yeah.
So if we go to Malaga, it'd be nice. So I want to go down to Gibraltar because I've never been to Gibraltar.
Right.
And you're not too far away. So we can get down and just have a look at that, which would be nice. If we go to Corfu, the beaches are amazing. And I do like Greek food as well. So, yeah.
It's not much food you don't like, is it?
I don't really mind where we go. Cad normally sorts out the holiday. I just nod and agree, really.
Okay. Well, brilliant. Well, thank you for that. It's been really fascinating.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to hear this or any other of the conversations again, go to the Vectis Radio webpage, vectisradio.com, and you can find it amongst the podcasts.
Vectis Radio on DAB.